is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Afghans began voting on Saturday in parliamentary elections, which have been marred by chaotic organization as well as violence that has forced a postponement of the vote in the strategic southern province of Kandahar, where the police chief was murdered. Reuters' Saskia Donahue reporting.
The election is a crucial test for Afghanistan's fragile democracy. There were concerns that Thursday's assassination of Rezek, which has been claimed by the Taliban, would stop people voting. And in the past 2 months alone, at least 9 candidates in the election have been killed in various attacks. President Ashraf Ghani visited a polling station to cast his vote, encouraging all Afghanis to do the same.
Saudi Arabia now admitting that the Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi died in its Istanbul consulate, the kingdom claiming it was the result of a fight that broke out, which has resulted in the arrest now of more than a dozen people. Matthew LaRotonda reporting.
It's the first time the kingdom's admitted Khashoggi's death after weeks of unanswered questions. But the preliminary report released on Saudi Arabia's official state-run television gave few details and no evidence. It's not clear how the fight broke out, only that it was between Khashoggi, last seen here entering the consulate but not emerging, and people who met him there. The Saudis say they've arrested 18 Saudi nationals involved.
Congo Health Minister has called it a dark day for everyone fighting the deadly Ebola outbreak after rebels shot and killed two medical agents with the Congolese army who had been assisting health officials. Maimai rebels surged for the forest and opened fire on the army's rapid intervention medical unit at the entrance to Butembo City. This is VOA News. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have organized to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S. Standoff between the migrants and the Mexican police continued as they settled in on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico, with some clinging to the closed border gate crying that there are children here. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said Mexico does not permit its territory to be used as a irregular fashion and a way for people to migrate onto another place, especially one that is violent. The Trump administration says it will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to take up the decision to end the protections for undocumented young adults in this country if a federal appeals court does not rule on the immigration issue by month's end. That story now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
President Trump ended the DACA program last year. It was an Obama-era initiative that shielded about 700,000 young adults from foreign countries who had been brought to the U.S. illegally as children. A California federal court required the program be continued for the existing participants, and the Trump administration appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court. That court still hasn't ruled, so now the Justice Department says if it doesn't get an answer by October 31st, it will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to take the case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali a day after the world body asked him to be repatriated over the human rights background. A military spokesman said they will comply with the UN request, even though they do not believe that Colonel Kalana Amunpori is guilty of any human rights abuses in the last stages of Sri Lanka's civil war. Both Sri Lankan government soldiers and the now defeated Tamil rebels were accused of war crimes during the 26-year war. The United States, South Korea have suspended another major military exercise. We get more now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
December's planned Vigilant Ace joint exercise between the United States and South Korea has been scrapped. Vigilant Ace is one of several exercises that have been suspended since a summit in June between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to encourage dialogue aimed at getting Pyongyang to give up its nuclear weapons. Last year's Vigilant Ace had more than 230 participating aircraft. A second summit between Trump and Kim is expected to take place in early 2019, according to a White House official. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.